This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, December 17th. Well, wheat markets have chopped sideways the last few days, not getting any follow through from the big day up that we had last Friday, which pretty much on Monday saw it all get taken back. And since then, we've just been chopping sideways. Every now and then, it looks like the market's going to make a run either for the up or downside, and then it just kind of peters out and doesn't really amount to anything. The push up late last week, of course, was on news that Russia probably would impose some export restrictions. What they ended up doing over the weekend was, yes, they were going to have more than expected export restrictions, but they weren't going to move it up in the timeline any further than what they already had established for mid-February. So the trade was already expecting some restrictions on mid-Feb. It looks like, you know, a $30 a ton tax is pretty healthy tax, and that's effectively most likely just going to shut off exports out of Russia. That will appease the end user, because at this point, already into mid-December, we're going to see Russian, you know, by the time they actually get ships loaded, it's going to be difficult for Russia to really be aggressive with their offers. And we saw that on Tuesday when Egypt put out a tender, and there were very few Russian offers, and they did not participate in the sale. So Egypt bought a total of 235,000 tons. It took 120 from Romania and 115 from Ukraine. At an average price of $283 a ton, that includes insurance and freight, and that's up almost $8 from where they were 2 weeks ago when they bought Russian wheat, and it's at a five-year high. So effectively, world prices have surged to a five-year high, because if Russia's absent, and Egypt tends to be what sets world price through Russia, because they're a consistent buyer, and Russia usually is the seller. So this was for mid-February delivery, well, first half February delivery. So even at that point, even before we would expect to see the export restrictions imposed, Russia was kind of absent. They didn't even want to take part in an early February delivery date. So this would suggest that they're just flat out going to be most likely pretty much out of the market at this point. That really opens the doors wide open, because now with the falling dollar here in the United States and our prices pulling back a little bit, it really opens the door for U.S. wheat. And I think just in the bigger picture, it just gets more bullish as time goes on, as we wrap up old crop here in, for the most part, old crop sales for this marketing year in the next couple months, and we start focusing on new crop. We have some, you know, serious condition problems for the United States wheat and Russian wheat. So these are things that I think will support the market as we head into the new crop year, unless you just get ideal weather early in the spring. But you've got higher corn and soybean prices, which are going to be trying to pull acres away from marginal wheat acres. And that, I think, will continue to support the complex to try and protect those acres. So that's kind of where we're at with Russia. Suddenly, they're pretty much off the map. The European Union has not really had much of a presence this year. I don't expect that they will. They've had a short crop last year, and they've really not been all that competitive in most of the export markets so far this marketing year. In Ukraine, there too, they had a bit of a short crop, but their export sales have already reached about 70% of what they're allocated. So that 12.2 million tons sold out of the 17.5 that the trade agreed with the government that they would sell. So we don't expect to see them much of a presence at this point, maybe to the more regional markets like Egypt, which they just did, but I doubt that they're going to be making far-reaching sales with already being so close to what their quota is. Of course, we see that Australia has been very aggressive. They had a big crop, second biggest ever, and we knew that they would have a major presence in the market. They're probably the one thing really keeping a lid on wheat prices. They're making big inroads into their traditional markets, and I would expect that will continue to be the case as we move forward. It's again, they've got a lot of you know, catching up to do as far as reclaiming markets. With Russia out of the picture, that should be a lot easier to do. They would compete with us, of course, into those Southeast Asian markets. And even with the U.S., a lower U.S. dollar, it does help us. But I think that Australia will continue to be very aggressive. Argentina, the other South American producer, will probably send most of its wheat to Brazil. They came up a little bit short than what they were expecting. So much of what would have been available to the broader market is pretty much got shaved off the top end toward the end of the growing season. So it's basically us in Canada when you look at the Northern Hemisphere. And, you know, that's primarily spring wheat as far as Canada goes. So this is why I think, you know, the wheat market, while it may not be a huge leader in being a major bull market, it's certainly not in a bear market. And if you get any kind of a juice going on in corn and soybeans because of weather in South America, wheat will tag along quickly with that. Probably be led by Chicago. And I think initially weather problems in Russia will be led by Chicago as well, even though it is a hard red winter wheat. Here in the U.S., it would be a hard red winter wheat problem if we have a problem in wheat. And I think that soft red wheat is going to see more acres, and they're in fine condition. So I don't see any issues there. Eventually, that spread will right itself with Kansas City going back premium to Chicago. And it's been a slow grind to the upward momentum of that, KC gaining on Chicago. But we have to be really careful about weather problems in South America pulling Chicago faster, or weather problems in Russia pulling Chicago faster. But those would be the opportunities you're looking for to lay into that spread if Chicago takes a big move against Kansas City. The export sales this morning, 561,000 tons. That was within the range of estimates from 250 to 650. Hard red winter wheat made up 159,000. Spring wheat, 198,000. China took 65 of that. And white wheat, 135,000. Corn export sales of 1.9 million, well above the high end of the range of estimates from 750 to 1.6 million. Mexico took 715,000. Unknown took 402. China took 232. And soybean export sales at 1.01 million tons. That also was above the high end of the range of estimates from 2 to 900,000. And China took 920,000. So pretty much almost all of that went to China. So again, moving forward, we still got weather issues going on in South America that will underpin corn and soybeans. That will drag wheat higher along with it, along with wheat's own fundamentals, which are turning more solidly bullish. So I look for wheat not to really get into a major bull market unless corn and beans take off to the upside. But if nothing else, just trade in a sideways market through the winter. And then I think we'll take another leg up as we get into the spring to not only protect the acres that are currently in winter wheat, but perhaps to buy some spring wheat acres as well. So, you know, we'll get our pullbacks, we'll get our tests of support, but I think those will be well supported as we move through the winter. And at this point, we're basically just sitting right in the middle of that trading range that I would expect to see. So it just depends on how we move forward. But usually the markets will sell off into late Dece, and in particular, the first couple weeks of January. You tend to get a lot of selling after the first of the year. And then the market probably will take a rally up into early February in that normal seasonal pattern until you get that February break. And after the what we normally see is a February break into, you know, the third or fourth week of February, then you start focusing on new crop. And I think that's going to be a bullish tone to the market as you get into mid-March and into early April. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.